Oh, do come in. We haven't seen each other in quite some time. I was just starting to worry you'd forgotten about me. Just silly doubts that help nobody. Don't mind me. You look even better than I remember. What's that phrase? A tall drink of water? And I'm pretty thirsty. I know you're not nervous around me. We've had some fun before. No need for that bullshit. There's a connection between us that skips past all the usual relevant niceties that people waste conversation and breath on. And there's no need for that, is there? Kiss me already. It's been too long. A true gentleman. I must say, I am surprised that you still don't have a girl of your own. Am I the only one that will keep talking to you? I'm just kidding. Someone out there will realize what an all-around catch you are. Someone besides me. They never call you back? That's rude. Probably just intimidated. After all, you're so handsome, you're smart, and last but certainly not least, you're pretty sexy. There, Loss. Are my words stirring something primal in you? The evidence is staring right at me. I feel like I'm dreaming. You don't mind if I touch it a little? That's as far as we went a few months back. After that lovely dinner, you just let me jerk you off, and I got more out of that than I do with actual sex with other people. Yes, people. Picking only one sex to fuck and suck would be a tad on the boring side. Don't you think? And somehow, it gets harder. Marvelous. Go sit down on the couch. I can barely contain myself from drooling all over you. When I'm alone with you, it's just a fairy tale. You can see the outline so perfectly. But it's time to taste it. I've waited so long. I thought about this again and again. The patience and the... It doesn't matter. Let me make you feel good. That's why you came here, right? I'm the only one who can. The only one who will. Everyone else must simply be wrong. Oh God, it's better than I imagined. You like seeing me on my knees licking your cock? Is that what you planned? Using my attraction to get you off? This is very manipulative. I like it. You're so dirty down here where I belong. The only man for me. There's no one else you'd rather be, right? You're following Destiny's script to a T. It's so immaculately in my mouth. Oh. Oh. I'm amazed. Your dick was made for me. Can't you see that? I love it. I love you. What? I didn't say anything, just mumbling to myself because of this huge, incredible cock of yours. It makes it go a little hazy. And that's what it should do. I love your moans too. It's not obvious. It's so obvious that you're adoring this and adoring me. Not like there's anyone else you could adore like me. I'm superior, don't you think, baby? I'm glad you agree. Oh! You think I'm cute? Sucking your cock so obediently? Thank you. I don't know what to say. I've never blushed during a blowjob before. That's a first. It makes me think about things. My brain's telling me so many different. I'm not sure how or if I should. Cock is fantastic. Your other homie, my love. I can call you that, right? In this position, I can call you anything I want, can't I? The weakness of a man. It's adorable. Don't you find it odd? Someone as charming as you can never find the girl even for a cheap fuck. I all told her with you and never called back. I want to taste your cum. I need it in my life. I waited time and time again. What was I talking about? Just the ignorance of those ladies to let you pass them by. I would never make that mistake. I'm loyal and I have so much love to give. And just to you. It sounds a pleasure to me. We have an understanding. If you give yourself to me, then I'll do the same. I'll be all yours to do anything you want. I exist for you and to satisfy any and all of your fantasies. Vanilla or dark, twisted. Whatever you like. Is that what you want, baby? Your cock satiates me. Your cock satiates my delicate taste buds. I don't ever want to suck another one again. It'd be a letdown to my palate. A flavor. A perfection. You want to hear about the dark and twisted ones? I never thought of you. I thought you, of all people, would think about fucked up scenarios and things like that. I'm just a simple girl addicted to your cock, but I'll give it a shot. I mentioned, though, all those girls with the pretty eyes and big breasts and pure smiles. Do you think they weren't into you? Do you think it was easy? Ever since our time in that small restaurant where you first fell in love, I knew I had to make measures against others. They'd come for you. I know you think you started the conversations with them. You thought you went for them. It's okay, baby. You don't understand their magic. The things they say and do to manipulate you. It would have taken you home. It would have hurt you, broken your heart, used you up. I couldn't let it happen. I made sure each and every one of those witches were burned, trying to take you from me with their spells. Oh, don't worry. They're dealt with. What's wrong, baby? I'm just kidding, of course. I would never hurt anyone. You wanted to hear about the dark, twisted fantasy stuff, right? Just remember, I'm trying to get you off both physically and mentally. See? It's all okay. There's no such thing as witchcraft or voodoo. I just want to see me think I'm disturbed and unwell since you seem into that. And I like that. I want to be that for you. A crazy girl with her cock in her mouth. Where was I? Right. I mentioned how I burned them. Brenda, Teresa, and Sasha. I had to make sure they were dead before. Oh, now you're getting into it. I don't even know the names. I just made it up. Do you understand? I'm just trying to suck your cock the best I can. With my voice. And my tongue. And my lips, too. I cut all their blood veins open. There was so much blood. I may have lost myself in that moment. I started to masturbate with Sasha's blood. I came while the others watched me. Absolutely horrified. I was a little turned on, so I mounted Teresa and made her eat my pussy. Which is all yours, of course. I want you to be inside of me. You will. But we have to the rest of our lives, don't we? She started to suffocate with her long blonde hair. I pinched her nipples a bit. And honestly, I got high watching Sasha's fear. Oh shit. Sorry, honey. I meant Brenda's fear. I'm no good at this fantasy stuff. Please forgive me. I'll make you come really hard. You'll never ejaculate as hard or as explosive with any other girl. Brenda was screaming so loud, and I was losing myself to the delirium of it all. I could feel Teresa's tongue losing energy, her oxygen depleting. She was going to die between my legs. What a way to go. I bet that's how you want to leave too. I'd never let you go, babe. I got carried away with Brenda. After Teresa died, I had to empty her veins too. Those witches had to be reduced to a pool of blood, or things get out of hand and scary. I slit her throat and made out with her while she died. I've never been so horny, except right now with you. They're nothing. Oh, are you getting ready to come, my everlasting love? It's perfect. I want to swallow it all. But are you why I'm your ideal woman? Oh God, I'm so excited. It's finally happening. I can taste it normally. Now instead, oh my fucking God. It's so tantalizing. I'll swallow it, I promise. I just want to sit in my tongue for a bit. It's extraordinary. I could die. I need to do something real quick. Make yourself at home. Don't be a little snoop and don't go open that door. My roommate is in there. I made them go in there so we could have our intimate quiet time. And it'd be rude to disturb her. See you in a minute. Why'd you have to disobey me? I told you not to go in there. I guess you really want a dark, twisted fantasy. That? Oh, it's just a sex toy. He's alive, trust me. You shouldn't be worried. I only taped a picture of your face over his so I could pretend I was fucking you. When he couldn't produce your voice, I had to cut off his tongue. See? He's breathing. Nothing to fear. No, I wouldn't remove that picture. You won't like what he looks like, or used to look like, or looks like him now. I'm not sure what I would call what I did to him. I had to remove his face when it kept popping out. He kept ruining my fantasy. He got it much better than Everett, Donna, and Chrissy. Oh, that's right. I know their names. I just used fake ones so you'd think I was making things up. A little fun roleplay for your arousal. But no, I did all those things I said. If you open that door, you can see that whore Chrissy. She was going to suck your dick in the parking lot. I couldn't allow that to happen. I slashed your throat and drowned her in the toilet. And I texted you those mean things so you'd leave and I could dispose of her. I'm so sorry, baby. I didn't mean them. You know you're perfect. Since we're together now, I don't feel embarrassed about anything I did for the both of us. Hmm? I don't know, Monica. That one must be just a natural rejection. I do have a job, you know. Can't be following you around all hours of the night. Come on. I want to show you something. Close your eyes. Well, you make even crying sexy. One of a kind. Open! Baby? What's wrong? You said Monica had the most beautiful blue eyes. I had your phone cloned. I am aware of what you were up to. Your eyes aren't so lovely now, are they? Dead and lifeless like her? Well, her head, anyways. You told your brother how dreamy and sexy she is. Doesn't appear that way anymore, does she? The body didn't. I was upset you could think another had prettier eyes than me, so I made her body into piles of unrecognizable flesh. Don't worry, I kept the head so you can compare us and tell me whether or not you think she really has better eyes. Don't worry about that knife on the table, just for cutting her supper in a bit. So tell me, honestly, who's cuter? Oh my, you really think so? You know how to make a girl feel happy. I'm glad we got all that nasty business out of the way. Let's eat. The door locks from the inside, darling. After all, you've heard. Do you really think there's anyone else I'll ever let you go? We're gonna kiss, cuddle, and fuck forever. It'll be great. I already have my wedding ring picked out, so you don't have to worry about it. Our souls are sealed together until the end. And I'll find you in the next life, too. You aren't getting off so easily.